Eretz Loi, Mashmah, there's no way to give a chalitza. So it's a kasha and rova. So Mora says, no, it's not a kasha and rova. Loi, I'll tell you like this. We're talking about that she was the pikchis. When your brother first married her, she was normal. The yakakach nischarsha. And then she became a chereshes. So that's why now the brother can't give a yibum. That's pshat the Mishnah we had before. That if she is a chereshes now, and she was a pikach at the beginning, a pikchis at the beginning, you cannot give her a chalitza. So that's why it says Afka Kainso and not Chalitza. So far there's no Kasha and Rav. Toshima, come in here. Shnei Achin, you have two brothers, Pikchin, two normal brothers. Nesuyin Shtei Nochrius, they're married to two different wives, not related. Achas Pikchis V'Achas Chereshes. One wife was normal, and one wife was a Chereshes. Now, Meis Pikeach Bala Chereshes. Let's say the brother that's normal, they're both normal, but that one that was married to the Chereshes, he died. Now, Pasha, that Kedushin is only with the Rabbonin. Is Ma Yasa Pikeach Bal Pikchis? What can the other brother do now that's married to a normal wife? What can he do? The Chur, his brother's wife, the Chereshes, falls to him with the Rabbonin for Yibum. He is a local kindness. He could make Yibum. V'yim Roitza Loitzi Yaitzi. Then later, if he wants to give her a get, he can give her a get. Hey, since the husband is normal, he can give her a get. What about the opposite way? Let's say Meis Pikeach Bal Pikchis, the normal brother that was married to the normal wife, he died. So now she's the Gedola. Ma Yasa Pikeach Bal Chereshes. What should the other brother now do to her? So that's Poshid. Then he's normal, and the Yavam is normal. They're both normal. So therefore, it's a regular case of Oy Chodes Oy Miyabim. Do whatever you want. Either give a Chalitza, or else give a Yibum. They're both normal. You can do what you want. So my love, aren't we talking about over here that me do pikech mikoro just like the brother? Both of them are normal from the beginning. They're pikech the whole time. Is he nami? That we said one of them was married to a chereshes is the same case chereshes mikoro. That at the beginning of the marriage she was already a chereshes. So if she was a chereshes at the beginning, Rav has said before that in this case she could give a chalitza. So it's a kasha and rov because of Katoni. Here it says, koinis in, the only eitzer is to make yibum. Chaylitz loy, it does not say you can make chalitza here. Why not? Because she's a chereshes. So you see, even though at the time when your brother married her, she was a chereshes then, you don't say rov is svara. Rov is svara was that since she was a chereshes b'shas kedushin, so your brother took her in with sign languages, who are then you could get rid of her with sign languages also. Even though you can't make a kriya, still you could do it. And here it says no, even though she was a chereshes mikoro, mashma only yibum helps, and not chalitza. So Mara says, loy, me the irig is one talking about the other case. Hokid yisa, vokid yisa. Each case is separate. The man taka, he was the pekech no time, true. But after it says one was married a chereshes, you have no proof that she was a chereshes from the beginning of the chasna. It could be like Rava learns, at the beginning she was normal. Just later on she became a chereshes. So then, Rav agrees, that's Pshat in the Mishnah before, that you can't make Chalitza now. Since she's not a Bar Kriya, she's a Psul in Chalitza. So far again, there's no Kasha on Rav. Tomorrow says, Eitz, we have another Kasha. Shnei Achin, you have two brothers. Echot Pikeach V'Echot Cheresh. Two brothers, one is normal, one's a Cheresh. Nisuyin Shtei Achoyis. They got married to two different sisters. Achas Pikchis V'yachas chereshes. Again, one sister is normal, and one sister is a chereshes. So poshut means the pikeach married the pikchis, and the cheresh married the chereshes. So meis cheresh bal chereshes. When the brother dies, the one that's only married the chereshes, poshut's only kedushim with the rabbonin, is ma yas the pikeach bal pikchis. What can he do about it now? Hila meisa is married to the sister of the raisa, right? He's married his wife, she's the pikeches, because and he's a pikech. That kedushin is midiraisa. So the sister now that falls to him, pshit is an erva. She's also tim midiraisa. She's his wife's sister. So teitze mishum achayis isha. Pshit, there's no mitzvah yibim now. Lamaisa, you're married to the older sister. That's normal. So now when the younger one, the cheresh, falls to you, there's no mitzvah yibim. She's an erva to you. She's your wife's sister. That's pshit. But what about the other way around? Let's say meis pikeach bal pikches. The brother that was normal and married to a normal wife means they were married midiraisa. Now your brother dies. So his wife now falls to you. So midiraisa, his wife is zakut to you, there's a mitzvah yibum. You married now the sister of the Chereshes. That's only Midirabonin you're married to her. Midiraisa, you're not married to her. But I call upon him with the Rabbonin, you're married to the sister. So with the Rabbonin, the Yavam is an erva to you. So what should you do? Ma yasa cheresh, bal chereshes, what can you do? So what he has to do is like this. Moitziyas ishtay beget. He has to first get rid of his wife, give his wife a get. Because he can't live with his wife anymore. Because midi yiraisa, the other sister now, falls to him liyibum. Because his brother was married to a sister midi yiraisa. So she falls to you liyibum. Shows the Zika to you, you're a little bit attached to her. So therefore you're also to live with her sister. So therefore you're not allowed to stay married to your wife, the Chereshes, the other sister. So you have to give her a get. But now, even after you give her a get, what do you do with your brother's wife, the Pichis? Ah, you're only a Cheresh. A Cheresh can't make Chalitza. What do? For Yesha Sochiv, Asur L'Yelam. Your brother's wife is also to L'Yelam. Like she remains to Yivam L'Yelam. Because why? To make Yivam to her, you can't. Because since you gave a get to a sister, Eishes Achoyz Gerushasa is also to you. So you can't make Yibum. Make Chalitza, you can't make Chalitza, you're a Cheresh. So since you can't make a Chalitza, and you can't make Yibum, so she remains also Liyadim. She remains Yibum, and Lashuk Liyadim, there's no way to her. She can't get married to anybody. Maybe you want to tell me, Hochinami over here also, we're talking about a Pipikeach. V'yakach nischarish, and l'chur the kasher is mashmi can't give a chalitza. So chur is why not? And the pasuk we're talking about that she was a chereshes mikora, so it's a kasher and rova. So Mar says no. Maybe I'll answer you here also. We're talking about that when they first got married, she was a pikeach. V'yakach nischarish. So the Gemara mi motzi mapik. If that was the case, can he get rid of her in such a case like that? Mi motzi mapik. V'yotzna we learned like this. Nischarsho. If she became a chereshes, yoytzi, you can get rid of her. Nishtatis, if he became a shaita, is lo yoytzi. Or else nishtatis, she became a shaita. If his wife became a shaita, lo yoytzi, you can't get rid of her. In other words, a shaita can't be mekabel a get. If you give a get to a shaita, she just throws it away, she doesn't hold it, that's not called a get. Mashen, can you give a get to a chereshes, then that's called a get is good. Let's say the man, first he was a pekeach, he got married midiraisa, and then he became a cheresh, or else he became a shoita, lo yoytzi alamis, he can never give a get to his wife. So he can't tell me now we're talking about that he himself, he was a pekeach at the beginning, and then he became a cheresh, not her. Maybe he time means that maybe he was a pekeach, and then he became a cheresh. But tomorrow that can't be the case here. Because he, the man, if he was first a pekeach, that means he married her midiraisa, and then he became a cheresh, he can't give a get. He's loyotzi alamis. And here it says he could give a get. Elalav, we have to be talking about, v'cheresh mikora, that the husband here, the man, his kedushim metchil was only midirabonin, because he was a cheresh at the beginning. So when a cheresh gets married, it's only midirabonin. So since the whole kedushim was only midirabonin, therefore he can give a get also. So what's the kasha to us? The diga is like this now. Amidahu cheresh mikara. Since the case is that the husband was a cheresh from the beginning, lechura, when he got married to a chereshes, he nami chereshes mikara. We're talking about a case that she also was a chereshes mikara. Omidiyachoyos chereshes mikara. Just like the case of the Mishnah by the sisters, it means that she was a chereshes mikara. Lechura, the other Mishnah, the Reisha of the Mishnah, nochrius, where the two wives were strangers, nami chereshes mikara. We're talking about a case where she was a chereshes mikara. And still it says before, tanan, kabi nochris, koines in, cholitz loy. Says mashma clearly, that even though she was a chereshes mikara, lemaisa now when the husband dies, and she falls to yibum, the other brother cannot give a chalitza. It could only be koines to make yibum. Mashenka chalitza she's possible for, because she can't talk. So Chorzakash and Rava. Rava said that where she's a chereshes mikara, chalitza helps. Sishtik, on this he kept quiet. He didn't have an answer. So Mara says, Ki yosla kaima the Rav Yosef. When they came in front of Rav Yosef, Omele, he said like this, my taima to save me ho, how come you only ask the kasha from this? The yochel ishnuya. Really, I could answer you over here. The yochel ishnuya, look, I could answer like this. Acho yischa roshois mikara. Like, what does one case have to do with the other case? In the case with the two sisters, Bacharoshois, their taka, we're talking about when they were at the beginning. At the beginning of the Kedushin, they were Chereshes. Of Anochrius, the case where their two brothers married two different ladies, they were strangers to one another, not sisters, the Pikis, V'yachakach Nescharsho, maybe that Mishnah, that case is talking about where at the beginning of the Kedushin, she was normal, and first lady, she came to Chereshes. That's why it says over there, Davka, Chalitza, not Yibam. So again, from here, there would not be a Kasha and Rova. There's no Kasha to Rova. Rova's territory could still be Yemes. If Bishas Kedusha, she was a Chereshes. So the brother took her in with Remiza, with language, sign languages. You can give a Chalitza also that way. But in the case where the Kedusha was Midiraisa, she was a Bekech, at the beginning, then she became a Chereshes, then Taki, you can't give a Chalitza. So there's no Kasha and Rova. Ella, but he said like this from Yosef. If you want to ask a good question, meho, ask from this case. The what? It's a loch like this. Shnei Achin, you have two brothers. Charshin, two brothers, they're both a cherish. Nesuyin, shtei achoyes, pikas. They both get married to two normal sisters. So both kedushin is only with rabbonin. A cherish can only get married with rabbonin. He's allowed b'nei dayaninu. His kedushin is only with rabbonin. So kid to the two brothers married to two sisters. Or else, oye kesev, shtei achoyes, two sisters, charoshes. Both sisters were charoshes. Oye else, the kesev, shtei achoyes, two sisters, achas, pichas, viachas, charoshes. One is normal, one is charoshes. Or else, vechein, shtei achoyes, in the case of two sisters, charoshes. Both of them are charoshes. That nesuyas, the shnei achin, they both got married to two brothers, pichin, that the two brothers were normal. Or else, oi lishnayachin, two brothers, charshin, both brothers were charoshim. Oi lishnayachin, or else two brothers, echad kechvech, echad cherish. All these cases, when one brother dies, harayelo peturis minachalitza minayibim. All these cases, dapota minachalitza minayibim. Why? Because since it's a sister to you, so it's an erva. It's called achoy sishtoi. All these cases, she's machoy sishtoi. So male is no din yibim, no din chalitza. The one that dies, so the sister falls to the other brother, but the other brother is married to a sister. She's an erva to him. There's no din yibam. What about v'imhoyu nochyos? That's when they're sisters. What about in the case where the two strangers, the two ladies are strangers, married to two brothers? Yichnesu. It says what? Then you can make kenisa. You can make yibam. V'imrotzel oitzi yoitzi. And then the only eitz if you want to get rid of her is give her a get later. But mashma to give a chalitza you can't do. So here it says clearly by a chereshes you can't give a chalitza. What are we talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, we pick him. They're talking about first they were normal, these ladies. First letter became a chereshes. Mimotzi maski? Could you get rid of her in such a case? In such a case, the kedushin was chal midiraisa. Then you see, and the end, she became a pikis, a chereshes, or else the man became a cheresh later. You can't get rid of her. So that's now we learned. Nishtatis, loyaitzi. If she becomes a shaita, you can't get rid of her. Nischarishu, let's say the husband became a cherish, or nishtato, he became a shaita, also loyetz yolamis. So if the man became a cherish first later, a man that's a cherish, since at the beginning he was normal. So when he married his wife, it was chal midiraisa. Now when he becomes a cherish, if he gives her a get, it's not chal, he can't get rid of her. So that can't be the case over here that he could get rid of her. Elalav, we're talking about now a chash and mikora, that the man was a cherish from the beginning. Olmidi hein chash and mikora. Since the men were talking about they were cheresh mikor at the beginning, in Onami, his wife that says Loshna Chereshes means the same case, that she was also a Chereshes mikor from the beginning of the Chasna. Uketoni, even though when they got married, she was a Chereshes, still it says here, Himhoyu Nochyos, if the two wives were strangers, not Erevas, not sisters one to the other, Yichnesu, when one died, the other brother should make Kenisha, should make Yibum. Tzadik is yichnesu in, all they can make is only yibum, v'yichletzulai, but chalitza they can't do. So even though clearly it was a case of the chereshes mikora, that the kedusha mikora only came through sign languages, still, at the end, they can't make a chalitza, it's yufta the rova, it's yufta. Here taka to steer with the rova, this is a good kashan rova. Here we see clearly, even though she's a chereshes mikora, still like the din we had before, it's a psul in chalitza. Calls the man, she can't talk. If she's not a baruch, you're talking, the chalitza taker is puzzle. Right. Mishnah says, ketana v'chareshes. You have a ketana and a chareshes. That was the next case of the Mishnah. In the case where your brother had two wives, one was the Katana and one was the Chareshes. And then your brother died, so now the brother that makes Yibum has to like take care of both of them. Says the Mishnah, if he gives beer to one of them, it does not part of the other one. Vice versa, why? Even though both of them is only Kedushim with Rabbanan, but there's some svara, one is more Mekudeshes to your brother than the other one. When your brother married the Chareshes and he married the Katana, each one has a svara why the Kedushim is more Choshev. So if you take care of one, it doesn't help with the other one. So you have to take care of both of them. You can make Yibum to one, and then you have to give Chalitza to the other one. Summary of Nachman. Ashachtinu l'ravada barava. Ul'ravchona chasnei, his brother's father-in-law. The yasvei, they were sitting together. Ul'kumakave yakvosa. Like asking questions together. Rashi learns, makilim talmidim sivivam, shoyiboyim l'shmei devrayim. They gathered together, the Atamidim, and they were learning. Our next chat was Lishnachrino, to Mekoya Koso, Mashiva Kushis. That they were asking questions one to the other. So Kitsa, Bishuka to Pompadisa, and the streets of Pompadisa. The Yarmah, they said like this. Hod it na, that we learned in our Mishnah, Kitana the Chareshes. In a case where your brother was married to two wives, one was the Kitana, one was the Chareshes. So the Mishnah says, when your brother dies, Ain biyasachas mehen poteras terosa. If you make yibun in one of them, it does not part of the tzara. You still have to give chalitza to take care of the second one. The question is why? Hani mili, is this only the nafulei meyocha pikeach? Is it only when your brother was a normal person? He was a pikeach. And what's the svara then? The lo yadina, we don't know. I biktana nichale. Does your brother really like the ktana more? Oy bechareshes nichale. Or else maybe he likes the Chareshes more. What's the Svara? I biktana nichalei tiyasi l'chaldeya. The Svara, you like a Katana, because eventually she'll become a normal lady. Even though right now she doesn't have dash, she's a Katana, but she's normal, and another year or two she'll become a Gedola, she'll be a normal wife. So you like her more, versus it's a Svara, you want that Kedushin to be the Ika. The other Svara is no. Oy bechareshes nicha. Maybe you like better the lady that's a Chareshes. Why? I'll call upon him the Gedolahi. Because right now she's an older lady. You could have beer with her. So maybe you like her more right now. So maybe we have a selfish. Which one is your brother like really married to more? That's a Zika wife. So if you give Yibam to one, we have to be afraid maybe that was not a Zika wife. The other one was Zika wife. So negate to the other one, the first one was not his wife. So that's why you have to take care of both of them. That's once for her. But let's say in the case that your brother that died, he himself was a cheresh. Then vade becheresheshes nichalei. I tell you then for sure it's a svari he likes the one that was a cheresheshes. The bas biyehi or bas minohi, because the two things. First of all, they're both the same caliber. They're both cheresheshes. He's a cheresh. She's a cheresheshes. They're normal together. And who are then? She's an older one. She's a bas biyah. So vade the svari is going to like her more than the ketana. So, Mel, in such a case, we would say for sure the Ika wife is the Cheresh, the Chereshes. You have to take care of her, and not the Ketana. That's what he wants to say. I answer back, no. No. Even in the case that your brother that died was a Cheresh, still I have a suffix. Still, maybe there's a swirl they like the Ketana. Doesn't matter. Even though the Chereshes is more of a Bas Mino, but maybe Gradi likes the Ketana. So still we have a suffix, which one was a Zika wife? You still you have to take care of both of them. Yeah. Now Amor says, Ketza taknosom, what's a takon, how do you take care of them? So Rashi learns, Ketza taknosom, tiktana v'chareshes. In the case where your brother had these two wives, a ketana and a chareshes. Now that the Mishnah says, if the brother makes Yibam with one, he does not part of the Tzorah, and the Chareshes also, he can't give a Chalitza, like we slugged up Rava, there's no way to give a Chalitza, to Nepek Tavaya the Chalitza. So you can't give both of them Chalitza. So what should you do now? The other answer is, make Yibam with the Chareshes first, and then give chalitza to the ketana. When? Kishatagda, when she comes to Gedola. Because kol zman she's a ketana, you can't make chalitza. Still, mifsalo kamaisalo. Then you can ask for the first one on yourself. to come lay below Yivna, to abiyo the chareshes lay dach yezika, the name ain't a chreklum, because the bee you're going to make with the chareshes does not take away the zika completely. So later when you're going to give chalitza to the other one, we have to be afraid maybe that's the ika chalitza, and therefore the other one is like osa to you. So therefore, what should we do here? Ketzat ha-knosim, and we'll soon see. Omer Rav Chizda Omer Rav, koines ha-chareshes. The answer is, make yibur, make bia with the chareshes. Ulmoitzi beget, and then you're going to have to give her a get. Give her a get. Uktano, and the small one now, tamtim machatagdo. Wait until she comes to Gedoyle of a techlitz. And give her a chalitza. That's the etzah. But mashma, to stay married to chareshes, that's not going to help you. Now, Omer Rav Chizda, Chizda says, Shema mean of mirrors a proof that Kisoba Rav holds like this. Chareshes, Kinuyo Mashiyeres. That we say your brother's married to Chareshes, true he was married to her, but his Mishuyer, he leaves over a little bit Kinyan in her. He didn't marry her completely, he left over a little bit. Mashenke Kitana, Kinuyo Vienna Kinuyo. Kitana Taka, there's one tzad to say she's married, the other tzad to say she's not married at all. The Rashi says, Kitana Taka is Suffolk Kinuyo Kula, Suffolk Ain't a Kinuyo Klau. By the Ketana, we have a Suffolk if he's married to her at all. One way is 100%, one way is zero. So Rashi, the Mishtayim, Chinuyois, or Mishioris Leklameima. You can't say the Suffolk in the Mishnah is, when the brother married the Ketana and the Chareshes, do we say both of them? He's married to them both a little bit, and he just like left over a little bit he also. You can't say that. Leklameima. The Mimasnis and Shamin in law, because if they're both married for sure, just each one has a shear, so both of them are married the exact same amount. So again, whatever you do to one, should part of the other one. They're both married to your brother the same amount. So why shouldn't like chalitz in one part of the other one? It's mamash like your brother has two wives. You also can't say both of them as a suffix. Midiktani say for the Masnitsin, Bo Yovo Malaktana, Fuchoza Bolachreshes, Postlas Aktana, Bo Yovo Machresh, Fuchoza Bolaktana, Postlas Chreshes. Vishayim Sophic, Kamaisa, a taste of Gabay Monashach. Oh, this we'll see later on. So I call upon him, we see from over here, what he holds is that Aktana, the Sophic is, whether she's married to your brother altogether, or else maybe nothing. The Chareshes, the other story is, for sure your brother is married to her. Just as a shear is not married to her completely. That's the suffix. Why? The Yisakotat, if you want to tell me, Chareshes, Kenuya, Vienna, Kenuya. I'll tell you, no, maybe the suffix about the Chareshes, maybe one side is your brother likes her enough that he really wanted to marry her, whereas the other side is, no, he's not married to her at all. He likes the Ketana more than like he never meant to marry the Chareshes. If that would be the Svara, then a Chareshes is either yes or else zero, and Ketana would be the other way around. That Kenuya Mashayeres, that a Ketana like for sure is married to your brother. It's only not 100%. So if so, Chareshes then, are my kindness, whom might see beget, how come you have to make Yibum with the Chareshes? And then you give her a get, for what purpose?